Hey there, cutie. You here to see my sister? Yep. She told me you were coming over. Something about a school project? For history class? Is that right? Oh, she didn't tell you? It's a long story. But you can just stay and wait. She'll be here in 30 minutes. Well, I guess she didn't tell you, but it's alright. I should have known she'd be like this. She's a little flighty when she meets someone new. And she just found a new guy online. So yeah, you're probably gonna be with me for more than just a minute. She'll probably be distracted for a while. Don't apologize. It's not your fault. Besides, I wasn't kidding when I said you were cute. I don't mind hanging out with you for a while. Here. This is my room. Come on in. Cutie. I missed you. I'm so glad Evelyn chose you to help her with this assignment so you could come over. I didn't know how I could invite you to my house without making her suspicious that we're already a couple. Be quiet. What's with that whimpering? My sister's gonna hear us if you keep making that sound. You can't help it. Why can't you help it? We've kissed before. You never whimpered like this before. That's true. We've always been out together somewhere. I'm a lot more tamer in public. I guess I haven't had a chance to be this aggressive with you yet. Kind of caught you by surprise, didn't it? Do you like it when I do this? Yeah, I like pleasant surprises too. Cutie, seriously. You've got to stop whimpering like that. Evelyn is going to... Yes, Evelyn? Fine, whatever. Just go talk to Benny online. Or Jackie. Or whatever his name is. Your friend will be okay while we wait for you. Now. Where were we? Seriously, cutie. You've got to calm down with the whimpering. It's adorable, but it's getting really loud. Of course, I think it's adorable. Who wouldn't think it's adorable? My kisses are affecting you so much that it's making you whimper like a little puppy. I love it. want you to stop whimpering. I do love it. But like I said, it's very loud. If Emily were blow drying her hair, that might have drowned out the noise. But it looks like she's going to let her hair dry naturally while she chats with her crush online. And you're also so loud. You might alert her parents. No, I'm not embarrassed by you. I just didn't want to cause any problems with my sister. She doesn't know about us yet. No, sweetie. I like you. I really do. But you have to understand. She's my sister. I care about what she thinks. And I don't know if she'll be happy with us or weirded out by it. So please keep it down. Baby, please. If that's Evelyn telling us that she's heard you, Evelyn, are you ready for your friend? The store? For what? Sure, go ahead and get whatever it is you're missing. I'll keep Cutie entertained for a little while longer. Well, well, baby. It looks like I've got you for longer than I expected right now. I thought you'd have to sneak away after your project was finished. Come here. No, she's left for the store. But my parents are still here. You still can't be whimpering like you were. But I still want to kiss you. So come here. I've got an idea. Lay down on my bed. I'm gonna lay over you and kiss your neck instead. Oh, I don't think that kissing your neck instead of your lips won't keep you from whimpering. But it won't let me place my hand over your mouth to muffle the sound. You don't like me holding you down like this. Now let me move down a little. I'll just move your shirt a bit so I can reach your collarbone with my lips. Don't worry, I won't move my hand away from your mouth. I know how difficult it is for you to take my kisses without making any sounds. Honestly, baby, I can't wait until I can really hear you whimper for me when we're alone. I really want to be able to make you whimper as much as possible. So adorable. But then again, I kind of like controlling you like this too. You're even cuter when you're helpless under me like you are right now. I think I'm gonna have to do this more often. Now, I want to keep my hand over your mouth. What if I kiss your arm right here on the inside of your elbow? Shiver out of you. Actually, everywhere I kiss is getting a shiver out of you. Let me move a little further down your chest and see what you think of that. I want to kiss your lips again too, baby. But I'm not removing my hand from your mouth. As long as there are other people in the house. I think I'm really liking this, baby. And you squirm under me. Hearing your muffled whimpers underneath my hand. I wonder if I have anything else that could muffle your whimper, so I could use both of my hands on you. Wait right here, cutie. And no whimpering until I get back. Now let's see. Where would it be right now? Maybe somebody put it in the... Huh?
What the? Evelyn? I thought you went to the store. Making out? What do you mean? What did you hear?
You heard the whimpering just now?
Then why didn't you say something?
Your deal?
Wait. What? They set this up?
So, you don't have a school project together? They told you about us? And you're okay with it? You're kidding. So let me get this straight. They didn't just tell you that we were a couple, but they told you that they really wanted to be with me as much as possible for the whole weekend, and you're helping them do it? My baby is such a devious little snipe. I wasn't aware of that before. I think I'm going to have to reward them for all of this effort. Oh no, we're nowhere near finished. Are Mom and Dad still here? So Mom and Dad are gone too? Evelyn, would you mind handling me that roll of duct tape, please? Oh, I haven't broken anything yet, but I plan to. Of course I'm not gonna hurt them. I already said I'm going to reward them. See you later. And Evelyn, if you hear any more whimpering, feel free to keep ignoring it.